This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to put your life up.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me and to appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, listen up. Pay attention. Take some note. Because, you know, we're going to talk about, I did some recordings last week, at the end of the week, with people that either know Trump, deal with Trump, or what have you. And so, you know, I've decided that to play them tonight before the, or during, or before the debate. Now, the reason I say that to you, I want you to know where these are coming from. It's going to sound like they were from 2 weeks ago. They're not. They're from the end of last week. And so you're going to hear John LeBoutillier, former congressman. You see him every Saturday night, Sunday night on Fox News. Okay, we've got David Bigo, my SEIU slayer, who's up this hour. God, I don't remember who the third one was. Oh, Wayne Allen Root. My God, slap me around, why don't you? But I think you need to hear these. I think you need to hear where they were coming from, what they were calling out that Trump needed to do tonight. I know many of you are going to be listening to the debate anyhow. And then tomorrow night, we'll deal with tonight. And I know you're going to have a whole day of it. But, you know, I'm going to take a little different spin on things. I always bring people on from both sides of the issue, or try to anyway, or people that are not Trump lovers. But I really think that's, I personally believe that's the way to approach it. So after the first break, we'll have David Beagle on with me. And David, we'll talk about what Trump has done, not done, or what have you. And then in the second hour, too, I want to talk a little bit about the team of 11-year-olds. They knelt for the anthem. And the coach can the rest of the year, rest of the football year. Now, I think he did the right thing, but some of you are not happy with my comments. Don't feel that what I said is true, real, or right. You know, because we still have freedom of speech. You're right. So does the coach. See, freedom of speech, you know, as some of our founding fathers said, an uneducated electorate was going to be a problem. So when you have a bunch of these boneheads out there who don't even know why they're doing what they're doing, who have no clue as to why they're doing what they're doing, you know, it was just interesting to watch them or see what they were going to carry out. So I'll play the clip from that. We'll hear about what went on there as well. But what I want you to hear, I think I have enough time to pull this off. Yeah, I do have enough time. Maybe I'll pull it off next hour. I don't know. But anyway, what I want, but no, I'll start it now. Why not? So the White House spokesperson, whatever you want to call him, you're not going to believe what he said about the Veritas videos. His comments are unbelievable here. Let's see if I can play it for you.
Veritas videos that have been making the rounds of late. Does the White House have any reaction to the dismissal or the severance of two veteran Democratic operatives after the release of the latest Project Veritas videos in particular?
Now, you know what? I got a lot I want to say about this. I'm going to save this for the second hour. Seriously, for the first 2 segments of the second hour. Because I think it's important enough to discuss, to speak about. Again, we don't know how many of these are actually true. Right? We believe them to be true. I believe them to be true. But new WikiLeaks bombshell. Now, I love this. He's still able to get the stuff out. He's still making them crazy. New WikiLeaks bombshell about Hillary's health revealed hours before the final debate. Now, her stuff is out there. There's no way to pull it back. Whether anybody's paying attention to it or not, it's a whole different animal, I think. This is my personal opinion. In a newly released WikiLeaks email, we learned that Huma Abedin lobbied to get Hillary special accommodations at speeches and debates and because she was worried about Hillary's health. Now, RightWingNews.com reported in 2009 in email exchanges between top Clinton aide Huma and the Clinton Global Initiative employees, Amitabh Desai and Ed Hughes, Abedin revealed that Clinton could not walk around the stage like her husband, Bill. I don't recall her having any foot or leg injury at the time. So they wanted them to make sure that they had a podium and a chair there for her. She goes on to say, just want to make sure that someone has coordinated with you on HRC speech and the setup. She won't be able to give it in the round like Bill Clinton does, walking around the microphone. She explained that we are able to set it up so she... are we able to set it up so she's speaking at the podium? Now, with Huma Abedin stating that walking around a stage is an issue for Hillary and that she could not address the audience as Bill does, don't you find that as a problem? She frequently uses the podium as a crutch. She allegedly prefers to address audiences sitting down in front of a half round instead of a full round because it's a lot easier. It's a lot easier to distract people that way. Right? You see the Secret Service agents helping her up and downstairs all the time. Come on, think about this. I mean, there's got to be some truth to this. If you've got people close to her saying it's going on, if it's in emails that they never thought would get out, you've got to give this some credence somehow, some way, don't you? Or some of you just want to blow the whole thing off. It doesn't really matter. Not a big deal, right? I don't know. I look at it, and everybody's going to get on you for getting on me, getting on you, getting on whoever, because now you're beating on a woman. You're tearing a woman down. But if you haven't got the stamina and you're sick, it's just another pile of lies. It's never going to stop with these people. He goes on to say, I've watched the woman, and many times before she goes off as her vile, arrogant self, she looks like a deer caught in the headlights. As if she's confused. See, I don't think she's well either. I still don't think she's well. And I think that our words are going to play out soon. Really soon. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We come back. Dave Bigo joins me, my SEIU slayer. Really, spent $1 million of his own bucks to beat the SEIU. We'll be back. Member at Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. And head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion things you can do. And I'm telling you, get involved in the conversation. You really do. You need to get involved. Even if you don't agree with the people you're talking with, you need to find out how they think. You need to find out how they approach things. So you can have an intelligent conversation. Don't care whether they can have an intelligent conversation with you or not. You need to be able to have an intelligent conversation with them. You need to bring up points that they have to stop and actually think about. Anyway, I want to bring my next guest on, because I always enjoy when he's on with me so much. David Beagle's on with me. He's the president and CEO of Executive Management Services and author of Devil at our doorsteps. David, thanks for being with me again today.
Well, Joe, thanks. I always appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, I always have a lot of fun with you, too, because, you know, you take things from a very common sense kind of perspective, and you speak at the sixth grade level that I need to be spoken to, because I don't get some of these big words some of these other people use. Anyway, hey, all right, so give me your take of the second presidential debate. I mean, where's your mind at on it?
Well, I think overall Trump did a much better job. I think he was more professional. It wasn't off the cuff. He didn't use, any stupid language like crooked Hillary or things like that. he was more to the point. And he was more presidential from the standpoint of he stood up. I don't know if you noticed in the first debate, he kind of hunched over a lot. And he stood up. Now, the one that I wished he would have done a little bit more of is smile, because I don't know if you noticed, but
does he know how? I mean, seriously.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. I'm sitting in my office right now, and my wife and I had a picture taken with him when he was here in Indianapolis. And, he's standing there, my wife and I, and he's smiling, and it really makes a big difference. And I believe a lot in body language. I use that, in business and other things to decide, you know, what people are really doing, what's on their mind, and what they really mean, because a lot of times that tells you more than words.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. You can tell by how you can tell how dismissive they're being, whether they're engaged, not engaged, whether they're getting. Hey, I was in the technology business for 20 years. I got to recognize when somebody was glazing over and just not getting it. So, yeah, I totally agree with you there. What do you think about the way he, I'm picking little bits and pieces out of what I'm seeing come across, and I didn't think anything of this, but they thought that he was pacing behind her on purpose to throw her off. You think that was a tactic, or you think that was just something he does? Because he looked like he's a pacer when he's trying to get his point across.
I think maybe it was a little bit of both. I think it's typical of him, and I think he was trying to unhinge her a little bit, get her nervous and that, and be thinking about other things instead of what she needed to say. And some people use that tactic. I wish he wouldn't have done quite as much of it. He interrupted her a few more times than I thought he should have too. But he came out and he really had to get over this thing that came out on the video with him on the bus and all the things he said. And he did a good job, I think, of apologizing and he seemed sincere about it and all that. But the fact that he had the interview with the three women that had been, accosted by Bill Clinton, I think that really helped tone that whole thing down and put it in the background pretty quickly.
Isn't that funny? You think so? Because a lot of the Republican conservative pundits, now I'm on the same page with you. I wish he had lined up all 20-some-odd of the women that were sexually abused. That's what I think. And I think his second row should have been all the Benghazi parents and such. But a lot of Republican pundits or conservatives are saying, bad move, trying to take the onus off of him, trying to take the responsibility off him. And I said, no, that's not it at all. He's saying, hey, either it's a level playing field or it's not. Hillary covered up Bill's sin, so she's just as culpable for those people as Bill is. I think it was a good move, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you have to do those things. I mean, when I was attacked by the SEIU, they would try to point out I'm a bad person and all that kind of stuff and, really blast you in the newspapers and the press and stuff like that. But, I went out and I professionally pointed out the things that they weren't so kind about. And it's amazing when you do that how the other side kind of shuts up and crawls back under their rocks.
Yeah, we were talking about that before we went on the air here. And I said to you, they don't know how to fight. I make this joke. You don't have to agree with me. But I always make this joke and say, look, if we fought by the Marcus of Queensbury rules when we had the Revolutionary War, we'd be, under British rule today. We fought guerrilla war. They fought a proper war. And I think that's why they lost. And it's the same thing here. The Republicans are uncomfortable. They've never been comfortable actually fighting back. If Mitt Romney had actually grew a spine and actually fought back, he would have been president. We want to play nice, and we're going to keep losing because they don't. We do need to start getting down in the trenches, don't we?
Absolutely. And, I know it because I fought the SEIU, and the SEIU used the same type of agenda and tactics, and they are the ones that have taught this administration and Hillary and a big part of the Democratic Party how to use these tactics. And you just can't let these people run all over you, because that's their goal, is that they're going to shame you and make you feel so bad that you just bow your head and walk away and let them intimidate you. And you cannot let that happen. And Romney, and I wrote about this in my blogs back in 2012, I talked to him and his campaign staff. You know, he did a pretty good job in the first debate, but the second debate, he just cowered and, you know, didn't say much. It was way too nice and everything. And, you know, I spoke to them for 45 minutes, said, you have to come out and go on the offensive and expose Obama for what he truly is and what he hasn't done that he says he's done. And you know what their comment was at the end of that 45-minute session?
I can only imagine.
They said, no, we have to be nice. You can't be nice and beat people like this. They don't understand that. You have to go out and expose them for what they really are, but you do it in a professional manner. You don't use garbage language like Trump did in the first debate and before that.
You know, it's really funny to watch the Democrats or the far left. They're amazement at Trump would use words like this. They're amazement at how Trump is acting and holding himself. Do you remember that debate with Romney when Obama was sitting in the chair? He had his leg thrown over the chair. He had his had his legs folded, but he had his arm up on the chair. Total dismissive and arrogant attitude, and that was okay. Now, they don't like the way Trump holds himself, carries himself, and looks at people and handles people, yet you look at those two things, you say, so it just seems like there's definitely two different standards, Dem versus Republican, what one can say, what one can't say. Unless, till we get tough, I know I keep repeating myself, but I do want to drive this point home. Until we get tough and really know how to fight, we'll never win these things.
Well, you're exactly right. It is a double standard. It's do as I say, not I do. And it's hypocritical. But they want the rest of America to believe that they're the ones that are nice and doing right things, and that's why they have to come out and do all this stuff. Unfortunately, a big percentage of Americans are naive and gullible.
Well, we got to go for a quick break when we come back. Yeah, you know what? There's a whole new listening audience. We've had a lot of people join the ranks, if you would. I want to talk about your story, about your SCI story when we come back. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with David Bigo, my SCIU Slayer. We'll be right back. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
You are some messed up white people.
Back. You're listening to The Real Side on Genesis Communication. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE. If you're one of those Facebook people and you hop up on Facebook and I guess they call it, you know, it's a live feed, you know, go ahead and you can ask a question there if you want to. You can make a comment there if you want to. I try to get to them during the break. I'll try to answer them. Matter of fact, sometimes I'll try to answer them live during the break, but I'm doing the best I can. I've only got, you know, two eyes I can keep track of all this garbage with. Anyhow, I want to get right back to my guest because I don't want to waste his time. David Bigo joins me. He's the author of Devil at My Doorstep and Devil at Our Doorstep, two books, current one being The Devil at Our Doorstep. And David had a full-on fight, but it looks like a full-on confrontation with the SEIU. When the SEIU tried to kind of force him to have his employees become union members. Now, David is not against the union. David is not against better work environments for employees. You don't allow an outside entity to come in essence, take over your business. First of all, David, thanks for being with me today.
Oh, again, Joe, it's always a pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, I love this story, and, you know, I kind of jokingly refer to you as my SEIU slayer because you were one of the few guys that I've spoken with, one of the few business owners that have gone nose to nose with them because you really felt in your heart that what they were doing was dead wrong and that the employees really weren't getting a full say in you know, what was about ready to happen to them. Why don't you give my listeners, tell them your story, because I don't think that maybe the newer ones have heard it.
Well, Joe, you know, I started a cleaning company in Indianapolis in 1989 and have grown it to where we're in 36, 37 states now. And back in 2007, the SEIU approached all the major cleaning companies in the country. We're one of them now. And they wanted me to sign what's called a neutrality agreement, which would, if I signed it, take my employees' rights away to a secret ballot election to decide if they're in the union or not and go to card check where they get a bare majority, 50% plus one to sign a union card. Then you're automatically union. And to facilitate that, I would have had to give a list of all my employees and their home addresses so they could go to their homes and intimidate and threaten them until they signed the union cards. And as you said, I told them, look, I'm not anti-union. You know, before I was in this, I was in agribusiness for almost 10 years, and I ran union plants and facilities, and I turned them around and got everybody working as a team. If you guys want to have an election, you know, I'll live with the results. And they said, no, you're the only major cleaning company in the country that hasn't signed it. You're going to sign it. And I said, no, I'm not. It's un-American. I'll never sign it. And they said, we're going to attack you. And they did. And they used politicians against me. They used clergy people. They used little kids in my neighborhood on Halloween. They, you know, bashed me in the press. They did rallies on the streets of Indianapolis, much like what you saw in Wisconsin against Governor Walker up there.
Right.
They filed OSHA complaints, filed unfair labor practices. I mean, you know, and we know they were in our neighborhood during the day and that around our house. These people are not nice people, and they're bullies. And we just decided, I decided sitting in my office one day, I'm not going to allow these people to win. And we turned it around and went after them. And in a 3.5-year battle between in the Midwest between St. Louis and Pittsburgh, we won in front of an administrative law judge under the National Labor Relations Board. And we won unanimously. He said all their complaints filed against me were bad, and he threw them all out. And he says that their testimony was contrived and unbelievable, and we won unanimously. But 3 days later, it was appealed to Washington, and not by the SEIU, by the federal government. And we think, we can't prove it, but we think, because Andy Stern, the president of the SEIU at the time, was buddies with President Obama, and he made a call to the White House, and they in turn had it appealed. It took another 14 months, and we won in Washington 3-0 in front of a very, very, very pro-labor National Labor Relations Board.
Well, they could see the blatant things. I mean, these guys were going to your clients. They were not just your employees. They were going out to your clients. They were trying to paint a picture of how bad it was. And tell the story about the woman that worked for you that got up in one of the meetings and had some very kind words to say about the company. And this is where people don't hear this often enough.
Well, yeah, and one of the ways that we exposed and beat the SEIU is I went out in the evenings and talked to our people, and generally we went in at their break time or lunchtime and, you know, had something to eat, and I was standing in front of about 40 or 50 employees at a customer down in Cincinnati, and I was starting to tell them about, you know, I was going to enlighten them about the truth of what the SEIU was saying and what they were doing, and there was a black lady in the back of the room, and she raised her hand and waved it at me, and I said, yes, ma'am, and she says, can I talk? And I said, sure. I had no idea what she was going to say, but she got up and looked around the room, and she says, you need to listen to Mr. Bego. What he's saying is true. Yeah, they might tell us we can get double our wages, and we might do that someplace like New York, but the cost of living is twice as much. Our company treats us fair. They pay us well. We have benefits. They're nice people. They make sure we're safe. We need to support our company. Everybody in the room got up and cheered except two ladies in front that had SEIU buttons on. They were plants.
Yeah, they can't handle, and I know it's kind of a joke from the movie, but they really can't handle the truth. When you actually lay it out in an unemotional way, when you actually lay out what the upside is, what the company's already, I mean, you probably treated your people well. And I want to get something clear here. I know you started to go down the road, but you're not against unions. You're not against people having a better work environment, but you were already offering those people a great work environment, as is evidenced by them not voting for the SEIU, right?
Well, that's right. And, you know, we never got to a voting standpoint, although they kind of did in the fact that the SEIU's last gasp against us came in Indianapolis. They tried to get our 300 or 400 employees here in Indianapolis to go out on strike. Out of that total number of employees, they got 10 to go out on strike. So that was your vote, basically. And half of those were plants from the SEIU. So 5 people out of, I don't know, we had 350 to 400 employees at the time. And, you know, that tells you something right there that, you know, people get it. If you go out in front of them, you explain what's truly going on and show them. And also don't let them be harassed by the bullies.
Yeah, and that's really it. You're willing to go. You know, it's funny, David, when I run for office, I was told in the last election the reason nobody ran against me is nobody wanted to have to go into a debate with me. And I'm not as nasty as Trump, but I am very open if you would, about the conversation. And I will lay things on the table that make them uncomfortable. And they think that because you're making them uncomfortable, you're either attacking them or being nasty. My attitude is, you're not being nasty at all. Lay the facts on the table, whether they're comfortable or not, and let people make up their mind. Give them the information they need to be able to decide whether they want to be a union member or not.
That's exactly right. And the SEIU got to the point they wouldn't debate me. I talk about it down in Cincinnati. They went after one of our largest customers who was trying to build a new building. They bought some land, were trying to get the zoning for it, and, you know, the tax abatements, whatever. And the SEIU infiltrated the city council, and they weren't going to get the zoning they needed. The company wasn't. And they called me on a Thursday and said, "Dave, we need your help because we got a large investment. We need to move ahead with this." And I said, "Well, just tell the city council that I'll debate the SEIU in front of them." And they called me back and they said, "Okay, it's set up for next Monday at 1:00. And I said, "Fine, I'll have my attorney with me." And I gave him his telephone number and address and that. And I got a call from him Sunday afternoon. And he says, "Dave, you don't have to worry about going to Cincy tomorrow. The SEIU has called off the debate, and they're going to go ahead and pass the zoning and everything because they don't want to debate you." And
I love that.
They knew that I would expose their lies and misinformation. And, you know, it's kind of like one day I was in a group of clergy people that wanted to debate me. And, you know, walked in the room and sat down, and the first thing that the leader of the group said was, "We want you to sign the neutrality agreement. You know, that's the agreement that would take away my employees' rights to a secret ballot election." And I just looked at him in a calm voice, and I said, "Reverend, have you ever read a neutrality agreement?" And Joe, he just bowed his head down, and he looked back up, and he says, "No." I said, "Then why would you want me to sign something like that?" And he just got quiet and didn't talk the rest of the time. And these are the way you've got to expose these people. You know, a lot of them are out there. They don't even know what they're talking about or why they're involved in something because they don't investigate it.
Well, you know, when we come back, you wrote a piece or you posted a piece about a judgment that was just levied against the union that is almost now at $7.8 million. And people need to understand, that's union dues, people. You know what I'm saying? So when we come back, we'll hit on that. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on Genesis Communication. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a million things you can do up there, and you should be. You really should be getting informed and engaged in the conversation. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too, scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Hey, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can go ahead and sign up for our weekly newsletter, and you can find out the stations and times. Now, look, if you want to know, if you want to stop listening on your smartphone, actually want to listen on the radio, then you find a local station, you call them, and you say, why aren't you carrying this show? And then what you want to do is, if they just kind of ignore you, send me an email to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. We picked up a station in Salem, Oregon, because of you wonderful people. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. David Bigo joins me. He's the author of Devil at Our Doorstep, his battle, and I do mean battle, with the SEIU. And again, David, thanks for being with me.
Again, thanks, Joe, for having me on.
Hey, to finish up from the last segment, you know, I want to be clear with people. You know, first of all, my admiration for you comes from the fact that you were willing to spend, you know, your money, you're willing to take it to the mat, if you would, to do what was right for your employees. we're not saying there aren't some businesses, there aren't some bad businesses out there that need oversight. They may need union influence in their lives because they're just not good people. Agreed?
Absolutely, Joe. And that's the problem with the unions today is that, you know, they're all about the money for their own pockets and their political agenda, you know, and money growth. And they're not about the membership. And it's sad because if they would go out and sell themselves and learn how to be businessmen themselves and do the right things for employees that are being abused, it'd be a great thing. But unfortunately, there's not too many of those around anymore.
Yeah, no kidding, right? And I even know teachers that will say to me, you know, I'd love to opt out of the union, but in California, they can't. They used to be able to, but they really can't anymore. And they don't see any value to it. They don't see any upside to it, which tells me that when you've got teachers that are turning against the union is becoming really lax with them, really lazy with them.
That's true, and you know, there's other people at the SEIU out there, like Miriam the Mighty in my book, her, and a lot of the SEIU members out there that, you know, work for the state, whether it's the Department of Motor Vehicles or whatever it is, they're tired of the union because they don't feel like the SEIU and other unions are supporting them in the right way.
Yeah, and let's finish up with Trump, you know, and not just with his debate skills or what have you, but you know, there is no what he said was nasty. It was uncalled for. He calls it locker room conversation. I did a show tonight. I got a couple of nasty emails, and I said, you know, we have forgotten. First and foremost, we've forgotten that we're human beings. Number one. Number two is, ladies, I hate to tell you this, there are a lot of men that speak that way. That doesn't make it right. I'm not saying it makes it right. But, you know, I have been in restaurant booths where there's been women sitting in a booth behind me and made me blush with the things that they were talking about and what have you. So this nasty conversation, he got caught on tape doing it. I wonder how many others are doing it. Again, I'm doing this on purpose. I'm not justifying it, but it's really interesting how one talks about it, one did it, and he got a pass on it. So it infuriates me that the Dems can get away, Mr. Clinton can get away with actually sexually assaulting and even raping women, and that was kind of swept under the rug and pushed aside, yet he talks about what he wants to do, and we both know that usually guys talking like that aren't doing much of that. I don't know. We've lost touch with reality, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, it is, and, you know, nobody's perfect, and things happen in life, and people say and do things they shouldn't do. But you go back to the tactics of these people, and they like to use these things against you, and they bring them to the forefront. And the whole intent is to get you off your, you know, your equilibrium and to put you on the defense and drive you into the ground. And they know, Joe, and I know this from fighting the SEIU, they know that a majority of Americans, and in the case when they came after businessmen, majority of them are going to back off and give in when they start throwing this stuff out there. And you can't let them do it. You've got to expose them for what they really are.
Yeah, and you need to stay on it. And that's what I keep telling people. You need to stay on these things because I've done a list of these. And it's really funny. You know, David, I get on the right wing hardcore. I'll call them wackos. You know, I say, look, you can't have it both ways. You know, some of the stuff that they want to have, freedom, like the guy taking a knee. I am not for the guy taking a knee. There's people taking a knee during a national anthem, but I am for freedom of speech, all right? You can't have it both ways. You can't say you got to find a guy, throw him out. It's treason. No, it's not treason. It's him exercising his freedom of speech. Although I firmly believe, and you tell me if you think I'm whacked, I do not think that our founding fathers had that in mind when they were pushing freedom of speech. I think it was all about making sure you didn't get thrown in jail for speaking against the government, right?
Yeah, I think you're right, Joe, and it's sad that he has to be that way and that, and, you know, I look at that, and I think people don't realize how great this country is and how lucky we are here. You know, a lot of people have not spent time overseas or down in Mexico and see how bad things can be. And I think that if they did, their attitude might change a little bit. If not, maybe they ought to go and live in one of those places.
You know, all these people that are going to leave the country when Trump becomes president, I love it. You know where they're going? They're going to Canada, Nova Scotia, and Sweden. And I always, and I'm not trying to be funny, but you're going to all the white countries. I mean, you're so diverse. He's so racist that you're going to run to a white country if he becomes president. I get the biggest kick out of that. All right, I wanted to bring this one of your recent posts, judgment against the SEIU is now at about $7.8 million. And it's perfect because they really believe at some point in time they're going to find a judge. They're going to find somebody that's going to be on their side and turn the whole thing around. Why don't you give us some insight on this story, if you can?
Well, you know, this is the same thing that was run against me, and they actually started against this company back in, 2010 or so.
Wow.
And the same time of attacks and everything, and this particular company, instead of going the route I went and through the National Labor Relations Board, they decided to go through the legal process. So this has been going on for a long time, and they've spent a lot of money, you know, on legal fees and other things that, you know, it's been a tough road for them. And they finally got a decision in their favor where they and were awarded $5.3 million. And just here recently, another district court came out, or regional, I forget what it is there, might be another local court, county court, came out and said, well, we think they ought to get interest on this too, and that's what took it up to the 7.8. And, but here's what I think is going to happen, Joe. The SEIU, this thing is going to be appealed at some level. I've been waiting for that to come out, and, it's going to take even more money and longer against them. It's going to go up the ladder. Because there was another cleaning company, and I wrote a blog on this, two or three years ago, where they took them, through the legal system, and they got up to, an appeals court, and it looked like they were going to win, and they, on the side, they settled with the SEIU. And, it's too bad, because if they would have stuck in there and won, we could have, made a huge, huge, development and point for employees in this country that they're not going to be forced into being unionized.
Yeah, I want to be clear about it. I want to be clear about the fact that, you know, we are not against bad players being overseen. Not at all or in the least. David, a prediction. I know it's a couple of weeks away, but can Trump get the numbers up on it? You know, it was really funny. If you watched Frank Luntz last night, he had undecideds in the room. And there were more people leaning towards Hillary than there were towards Trump. And after the debate, there were more people leaning towards Trump by double numbers than there were Hillary. And I thought that was telling. I thought, you know, a lot of the right-wing conservative blogs were showing, you know, Trump way up by double digits. And now this morning you're hearing people say, you know, he's way down in the polls. I think there's a lot of poll manipulation going on. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, I've never been a big believer in polls because you never know where they're coming from and who is behind them and who's manipulating them and that. I do think, though, as you talk to people on that, like, you know, we have people from all different ethnic backgrounds that work for us, and my wife was talking to a Hispanic lady that works for us the other day, and they start talking about the presidential election. And this gal is about 72 years old. She's still working, and she's great. She wants to work because she likes to work. And she told Barb, she says, I'm voting for Trump. And she says, I'm getting all my friends in the Hispanic community behind him, too, because I believe in the free market system here in this country. She says, I saw the way it was in Mexico. And she says, we need somebody like him in the White House.
Yeah, it's really, really funny you should say that. And here in California, you know, now, it's really funny. Why would a Democratic president, a Democrat governor push so hard to get felons to be able to vote here in California? Why do you think that? They're actually bringing ballots to the prison to give these guys the opportunity to vote. And I'm saying to myself, why would you do that? You know, I mean, we get in the way. I know I'm going to run out of time here, but it seems like we can't get our military men's votes back here in time, who mostly vote conservative, who mostly vote Republican. However, we're going to find a way to make sure that felons are going to have a chance to vote. Okay, we got to go for a break, but here's the deal. If you want to hear the rest of the interview, there's another couple of minutes to this. You're going to love it. You want to head up to the website, therealside.com, after the show, and on the podcast for tonight, the full length will be up there. I guarantee it. I promise you. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Head up to the website. Watch live. Listen live. Take the poll. I do appreciate your time with me. Don't go far. We've got a very exciting show tonight.